Welcome to the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of cryptocurrency news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Q&A with Jared Klee, Head of Revenue at Bastion. Jared Klee, the newly appointed Head of Revenue at Bastion, brings a wealth of experience across blockchain, fintech, and startup ecosystems. At Bastion, he will oversee the company's revenue strategy amid rising demand for enterprise-grade crypto solutions. Jared is excited about the future of stablecoins, calling it a key promise years in the making. He believes stablecoins are the most exciting trend in crypto, allowing for programmable money movement and reshaping how we think about finance. With a focus on compliance, security, and scalability, Bastion is uniquely positioned to serve enterprise clients at scale in the evolving digital asset space. Jared sees stablecoins playing a pivotal role for enterprises in the future, offering unmatched speed, transparency, and cost-effectiveness for money movement. Etransaction launches new cloud mining plan for XRP holders, citing increased returns. Etransaction has launched a new cloud mining plan for XRP holders, offering increased returns amidst the current XRP market volatility. Users can convert XRP into hash rate contracts and participate in cloud mining of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, earning a fixed daily income ranging from $100 to over $10,000. The platform's innovative mechanism allows for asset value conversion without disposing of spot assets, providing inclusive participation through a three-tier architecture. With institutional-level security and compliance assurance, including regulatory compliance and asset protection mechanisms, the platform ensures stability and sustainability. By reshaping the value logic of cryptocurrencies, Etransaction is leading a new paradigm in crypto investment, connecting the stability of traditional finance with the growth potential of crypto assets.
Investor news breaks: SolarWind Holdings, Nasdaq SWIN, hits $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin in coin out services. SolarWind Holdings, a financial services firm, announced that its subsidiary Solomon JFZ Asia Holdings Limited has achieved $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin in and coin out services in Hong Kong. This milestone follows Solomon's recent licensing from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, allowing regulated fiat to digital asset connectivity. Solomon's platform meets strict compliance standards, including asset custody, AML KYC, and market integrity requirements. SolarWind plans to deepen partnerships with stablecoin issuers, explore institutional staking products, and expand into real-world asset tokenization and institutional-grade DeFi solutions. For more information, visit SolarWind's website at solarwind.io.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cryptocurrency Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.